Here's what's on in the Tri-Cities for Friday, January 26, 2024. Hockey night. See the Port Coquitlam Trailblazers face off against the Port Moody Panthers on home ice for a 7 p.m. hockey game at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue. More. PocoHockey.ca. Legion Night. Enjoy the tunes and jump on the dance floor at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 263, 1025 Ridgeway Avenue, Coquitlam, for a fun night with vinyl. The band hits the stage at 7 p.m. More. ArcLegion263.ca. Haha. Jokers Canada is back at the Inlet Theatre in Port Moody, 100 Newport Drive, for two more shows, at 7 and 9:30 p.m. tonight. The Port Moody Comedy Classic events are for ages 19 and up. Tickets are $35. More. Eventbrite.ca. Ice time. Catch the Coquitlam Express hockey team on home ice for a game against the Cowichan Valley Capitals. The puck drops at 7 p.m. at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex, 633 Poirier Street. More. CoquitlamExpress.ca. Miners Trapped. Beneath Springhill. The Maurice Ruddick Story is a play about Maurice Ruddick, who served as a lifeline to his fellow miners during 9 days in 1958 while they were trapped 4,000 feet underground. Created by Bo Dixon, with music and lyrics by Rob Fortin and Susan Newman, the one-man show runs from January 23 to 27 at 7:30 p.m., with a matinee on January 27, at the Evergreen Cultural Center in Coquitlam, 1205 Pine Tree Way. Tickets are $50 per $42 per $16. More. EvergreenCulturalCenter.ca. Live music. It's a double bill for the start of the 24th year of the Crossroads Coffee House, a live music fundraiser located in the Mabbitt Room at the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue. Tonight, duo Gary Poole and Kevin Crabe open for Electric Dandelion. The show, in support of the Crossroads Hospice Society, starts at 7:30 p.m. Entry is with a minimum donation of $10, cash only at the door. More. Facebook.com/CrossroadsHospiceCoffeehouse. Do you have an event or activity to share with the community? Send the details to JC Liu at tricitynews.com and we'll get it into our daily Tri-Cities Today post.